Lusa stood at the top of a grassy hill, gazing across the plain. A cold wind flattened her fur against her face and made her eyes water. It brought with it the scents of ice and fish. In the distance, she could just make out the white edge of the ocean. Shivering, she thought of the ice that Kallik longed for so much. That wasn't where she belonged. Her home was here, among the trees and the long, sheltering grass.
"We've made it," she murmured.
Her quest was at an end. She had come through all the dangers and hardships of the journey, and now she was safe here with her friends, a truly wild black bear at last. The sun was rising, throwing Lusa's shadow out beside her. The night before, after feasting on the goose that Ujarak had caught, they had made their dens at the edge of a patch of stunted thorn bushes. Lusa felt rested and energetic after spending the night among the gently tossing branches, knowing her friends were sleeping below.
"Hey, Fluffbrain!"
Toklo bounded up beside her, butting her gently in the shoulder with his snout.
"Are you dreaming or what? I've called you 3 times.
"Sorry,"
Lusa replied, playfully pushing Toklo in return. He was so much bigger than her, it was like trying to shift Smoke Mountain.
"I've got a couple of hares for us," Toklo went on. "But if you don't want your share, we can eat it for you."
"Don't you dare,"
Lusa yelped. Toklo loped off toward the bottom of the rise where Kallik and Ujarak were waiting beside his new kill. Lusa followed, puffing as she tried to keep up. They had grown fast over the last moon, and Lusa was more than a head smaller than the others now, with Kallik the biggest of all of them. When they had finished eating, Lusa cleaned her face with her paws and sat up straight, feeling the wind tug at her ears.
"What should we do now?"
she wondered out loud.
Toklo shrugged. "We've arrived, haven't we? We can do whatever we want."
"Then we should explore,"
Lusa decided. If this was her new home, she wanted to know every paw step, every scent, every bush where berries grew. Toklo and Kallik stood up at once, ready to set out. But Ujarak didn't seem as eager. Still, he didn't object as they trotted through the long, whispering grass, keeping to the line of the foothills. Geese fluttered up from patches of shallow water as the bears went past, only to settle again almost at once. Lusa's belly was comfortably full. There was no need to hunt now. When they were hungry again, there would be plenty of prey to be caught, and hopefully some tasty leaves and berries for her. She didn't like eating meat all the time, and her mouth watered as she thought of picking fruit from the trees on the mountains. It seemed strange to think about having a choice of what to eat.
"I'd almost forgotten what it was like not to have to worry where the next meal's coming from."
There were plenty of places to make dens, too. Trees for her, holes between rocks or under tree roots for Ujarak and Toklo, and soon there would be the ice for Kallik. Lusa let out a long sigh, letting go of the tension from the many moons of fear and anxiety.
"Race you to that rock,"
Toklo exclaimed suddenly, pointing with his snout toward a round gray boulder half buried in the ground. He propelled himself forward, powerful muscles pumping under his thick brown fur. Kallik raced after him, hard on his paws. But Ujarak hesitated, his head tilted back as he studied the clouds.
"Hey, Ujarak," Lusa called. "Are you going to let those bigger bears beat you?"
Ujarak jumped, as if his thoughts had been far away, then turned and pelted after his friends. Lusa scampered behind them, knowing she didn't have any hope of winning, but enjoying the sensation of strength in her muscles and the certainty that they wouldn't have to travel anymore. She was a wild bear now, and this was her home. If only Asya and Yogi could have come with her.